behooves us in these last days, and I believe we are in the last days, it behooves us to pass the time of our sojourning here in fear. I'm afraid, brethren, that we're sadly losing discernment and lacking in discernment. And I believe it's coming out amongst us that we're losing our discernment. It comes out in connection with decisions made by an assembly in the name of the Lord. And there are those who murmur and complain about it, and they act as though they do not want to bow to that decision. I believe that we're forgetting the Word of God. We're not girding up the loins of our minds. We're letting our minds reason the thing out, and thinking, and allowing prejudices to come in for this one, against this one, for the other one, against the other one. But let us remember that we have the plain word in Matthew 18:18, that whatsoever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And then comes that other verse, "For where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them." And it's going to be a solemn thing if we refuse to bow to the decision made in the name of the Lord by any little assembly. We have gone over the history, perhaps most of us, of what has taken place over in England. And there was division after division. And when I was going over these things, what a solemn thing it was for me to see how most of those divisions came about because somebody refused to bow to an assembly decision. Multitudes of saints were carried away into division. And brethren, if we do not stay close to the Lord and seek grace to walk in holiness and self-judgment before Him, if we allow ourselves to be carried away by the fashions of this world, the lusts of the flesh, the exposure of the flesh, dear brethren, what's going to happen to us? I'm afraid that if we do not bethink ourselves and judge ourselves before the Lord, we're going to lose discernment to such an extent of these days when some little assembly makes a decision, we're going to be carried away by opposing that decision. Brethren, let's gird up the loins of our minds in these days, and let us get down before the Lord and humble ourselves instead of reasoning about these things. Humble ourselves because the Lord allows these things among us, and wait upon the Lord when a decision is made. If we think it's not right, are we going to be able to set it right? Well, if we think we're going to be able to set it right, we're thinking wrong thoughts. Let's wait upon the Lord. He's able to set it right. It may be wrong. It's possible for an assembly to make a wrong decision. But it certainly is adding wrong to wrong not to bow to that decision and thus form a division amongst the saints of God. The Father, as it's been brought out, loves us as His children. But He's going to chasten us if we do not walk through this scene, as it says here, passing the time of our sojourning here in fear. If we grow careless and indifferent, and we're not walking in fear before the Lord, something is going to take place that's going to cause great sadness amongst His people. May the Lord help us.
We should include in what you've said the former part of that verse, "The Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work." In other words, the Father takes things in hand, and we don't need to take them in our hands. The Father is going to see to it that order is kept in the testimony of God down here. The Father's going to see to it.